T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
We're not going to make friends on this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're
not going to make friends on this
at all, so we have to be careful.
No, I don't think we have to be careful. It's just we just have to say up front, hey, you know what? You may not agree with us on this, okay?
Well, first of all, let's say this. I have no problem with people smoking pot. I don't care. It's legal. It's fine. Whatever.
We voted for it.
I bought our boss some.
Yeah. Gave away edibles at Christmas. I don't think you're supposed to. I think that's illegal in itself.
Well,
okay.
But
nevertheless, the thing is, we don't have anything against it, okay?
We don't care.
On New Year's Eve,
however,
they're doing the celebration and the countdown to 2018. CNN did a report where they did it live from Denver. They had a reporter here in Denver. Here's the report.
Does the bus go anywhere, Randy?
The bus is just standing there.
We just made our first stop. We're at a dispensary called the Medicine Man. See, this is my...
I'm trying to remember where we are.
Where am I?
We're at Medicine Man Denver, which is our official tour partner. Really great.
Wow.
You can barely understand what they're saying there. But they're at a dispensary here in Denver. CNN got a reporter there. And it's all about marijuana. And it's about how Colorado is celebrating 2018 rolling in. And they got a person there on camera that's hitting a bong. Not just a bong, but in a gas mask with a hose running through it. And you see the smoke fill up in the eyes as they suck in the smoke of the marijuana. And they're just having a good time and reporting this.
And here's the thing. All right, so they're live in like New Orleans, Denver here. I already said Denver. New York and like LA, I think. Or Nashville, right? So they do different live locations. I was just sad that this, I think Colorado is the most beautiful place in the United States. So I was just sad that that was what represented us.
Right.
That's the only thing that bugged me. I'm like, no, we're not this. Like I was thinking about everybody back home thinking that they think that we're some kind of seedy people that are on a bus that are.
And that's the way it is.
In a gas mask.
That's the way it's portrayed. And when you see that report, that's the way it kind of comes across. And Jamie, I agree with you. I think that it's a little bit stereotyping a place that's a wonderful place to live, Denver, Colorado. But it kind of, I don't know, it kind of throws a dark cloud, so to speak, over it. But if you post that and you say that, man, oh man, do the weed people come after
you. Well, we just said it and they're going to be mad at us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, we're not, all I'm saying is why is CNN? That's the culprit here. Why are they portraying us this way? It's legal. Okay, you can do it here, but you don't have to come in here and do a gas mask and a bong.
Well, that was the argument on Facebook is people are like, well, they're showing, you know, Don Lemon doing shots and there's champagne glasses and all that. So, but you're right. It's like, but isn't that different than a gas mask and a bong?
I think it is. When you see a champagne glass ring in the new year, that argument that is the exact same thing as a person sitting there taking a hit on a bong through a gas mask, it's a little different, I think.
And this was my thought about it. Okay, so a lot of people live in Las Vegas, and they love Las Vegas, even though Las Vegas has a lot of seediness. But what if they were live from a strip club?
Yeah.
I'm sure if you're in Las Vegas, you're like, no, we have so much more to offer than these strip clubs and girls bending over for a dollar.
Right. So if you see one of these Visit Las Vegas ads on TV, why isn't the Bunny Ranch on there?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's the seedy part of town. You don't put that on your video that you want to sell the place or to make the place look good. They're having a good time. And if you're CNN, you don't come here and go into a dispensary and do a gas mask bong.
But now people are saying that we're calling people that are pot smokers seedy. We're not doing that. I've smoked pot. I'm not seedy. We're just saying the look of it looks seedy.
There are seedy alcohol places. There are drug places. There are seedy places for pot. Yeah. Some of it can be seedy. Absolutely it can be. You know, but it just... And the thing is that like you said, that if you have an attitude of like, okay, not exactly what I'd like to see whenever they go to Denver to ring in 2018, if you just say that, that's it.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, do people get angry. It's like, okay, I don't see the difference, man. A shot of alcohol, a gas mask, bong, I don't see a difference. There's a big difference.
I mean, wouldn't it be more beautiful if, I think Keystone, does Keystone have the lights at night to ski at night? I don't know, one of them does. And, you know, with everybody with their flares and all that stuff, that would be great. But no, we have a lady on a bus, and she's all, put on the gas mask.
Oh, I'm so stoned.
That was crazy.
This is CNN.
Now, Sean, you're a big proponent. You like the weed, right?
You like the weed.
You like the weed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, does it bother you at all that they portrayed it this way when they came to Denver to ring in 2018?
It didn't bother me. I when I watched it, I thought it was kind of funny that they were doing it because that's what's happening here. But it does make us kind of look bad, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was kind of funny.
Listen, he's the weed guy.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
he's allowed to have that.
I think everybody already thinks that about Colorado.
No!
So, but they don't.
I think they do.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
No, they
but
don't.
You want them to. You kind of want them to.
I don't want them to. I don't want them to.
But you wouldn't find it funny then.
I just think it's already happened.
No!
I think we're just about known mountains. As big. Oh, my gosh. When they do the 420 rallies, they show the worst kind of potheads. You know what I mean? They always pick the...
You're there. What do you mean the worst kind of potheads?
Right?
You don't do it every year.
But there are different kind of potheads, man. There's
you're the elite down there,
no,
huh?
I'm not the elite.
Okay, so
those
what kind of...
Wait.
Take us through the different kinds of potheads.
Okay, you got your really, really bottom of the barrel pothead guys.
And what makes them... so I know.
You know, they're just kind of grunged out. They're kind of that... Don't care about society. Don't care about having jobs. Just care about getting some weed and getting their stone on, you know, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you got your next level, guys. It's just trying to just work, you know, day to day so they can buy some weed, maybe get a few beers and stuff like that. Just making it through. And then you got
those blue-collared weed guys.
You got your blue-collar weed guy, you know. And then every once in a while when you're in the dispensaries, you see those high-dollar potheads. And
the elitists.
They're fancy suits. Yeah. And the really nice shoes.
That's where you fit.
And they're I'm down there. I'm the blue collar guy. Yeah. I'm just trying to get my stone on.
I will say that driving up in a Benz felt weird.
Right, exactly. You see that outside, and then you see guys, and they're all like either in their golf outfits because they're getting ready to go play some golf, and they're all buying like $120 worth of weed.
Yeah.
It's like, those aren't regular potheads. Those are the upper echelon potheads with the cash to blow. Well, you know what I mean?
Why didn't they get those guys on camera then when you come here when you're CNN instead of getting the gas mask people?
Okay, here's the answer.
Yeah, I'll bet you
those guys are not climbing onto the cannabuses with the gas mask because they're hanging in their high-end houses and they're eating their high-end edibles and smoking their good stuff. They're not going down to 420 rally and getting in the crowd in their suits and getting their fancy shoes all scuffed up because some pothead stepped on it.
I guess, you know what? It's like kind of like a wine connoisseur, right?
Yeah.
It's like the people that drink like Sterling are more of your, you know, that it's like a different kind of wine class. Or you can get like the kind in the box.
Yeah.
So it's still all legal, but there's just a different... There's the box drinkers.
Yeah.
And then the cork people.
Well, as of January
1... Screw off lid.
Yes.
Marijuana recreationally became legal in California, so I got a feeling California will take some of the heat off.
Did you see the lines?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because now CNN will go to California instead of Denver. They'll bypass it.
Did you see the lines in California yesterday?
I did.
Oh, my God. They're lined up for hours.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So California, I think they'll be the next place that all the media goes to.
Right. World news.
Yeah. So
I'm telling you, I'm having such a hard time about it with my kid. And I don't know what to do because I have him accept alcohol and, you know, he sees a beer or whatever and he knows that mom drinks a beer. But I cannot even think of him thinking of me smoking pot.
And it doesn't matter to us what you do. You can do whatever you want to do. It was the CNN reporting. That was the complaint.
But I think it's because it's still stuck in our head that it's so wrong.
No.
Yeah, because why is it again? I know I asked you this last year, but I'll ask you again. Why is it okay that I allow my son to see me drink beer, but I would never in my life even think of him seeing me toke on a pipe?
I have a question. Is it because the one beer, you don't feel like you're getting drunk in front of your kid, but if you take one hit, then you're getting high in front of your kid?
Oh,
no,
man,
I think it's more of a perception thing with your kid. He's the one who's saying, okay, a beer, you're thinking that in your kid's head, the beer's going to be okay, but how is he going to look at you knowing that you're smoking?
I would never.
Right.
I would never even think of it.
I understand that. That's completely a fair question.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know why I've made it so, like, no. I even called people names that are pot smokers to my kid.
I think for a lot, it's hard to accept the fact that it is legal.
It shouldn't be. It's so dirty.
But if you haven't seen the video, you got to see the cannabis bus. The lady with the gas mask.
God.
Man, you think she got a buzz? Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's in a cloud.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.